Most likely, most of you are in some way familiar with St. Bonaventure, bishop and doctor of the church, whose feast we celebrate today. Franciscans celebrate his liturgical commemoration as a feast. We will not go into much of his biography today, except maybe for some few essential facts. The fact that he was born in 1217, just to put him into historical context. Then as a young man, he studied in Paris, where he met the Franciscans and was fascinated by their poverty, by their simplicity, but at the same time, by their learning, which came from their life of union and devotion to our Lord. This saint was originally called Giovanni Fidanza. Well known also is the fact that when he was a young boy, got very sick, and his mother, you know, prayed Saint Francis to heal him, and he did. This made her call out, you know, in thankfulness, "Oh, Buonaventura, oh, good fortune," and this would be the name that he would take, or rather, more properly, he would keep as a religious when he became a Franciscan at the age of 16. As a Franciscan, he rapidly progressed in spirit of prayer and in learning. He became a professor of theology in France, then general of the Franciscan order, which at that time, just soon after the death of St. Francis, counted already more or less 30,000 members in all parts, basically, of the known world. Then he, you know, faithful to the church, to the order, he was named bishop, cardinal of Ostia by the Pope, and he died serving the order and the church in 1274 in France at the Second Ecumenical Council of Lyons. Having said that, we'll look at a bit of a little teaching that St. Bonaventure teaches us today. The gospel which we read says that you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. St. Bonaventure comments these words, saying that salt loses its taste when the disciple of Christ loses devotion and contemplation and becomes indiscreet in his behavior and in his preaching. So salt can lose its flavor, but if it does, well, with what can it be salted? With nothing else. It's good to be thrown out and trampled. And this can happen to us. How? If we lose devotion and contemplation, and then we become, as a consequence, indiscreet in our behavior and in our preaching or in our talking. St. Bonaventure wrote a little booklet, called On the Six Wings of the Seraph. It's a spiritual advice to superiors on how they should attain Franciscan and Christian perfection, sanctity. But since most of the superiors that he was writing to were friars, it's advice that goes to friars as well, and to all those who's, you know, given the due adaptations, all those who seek to achieve perfection, sanctity, Christian sanctity. So we'll look at a little excerpt from this little book, On the Six Wings of the Seraph. Each of the six wings, St. Bonaventure compares to a virtue which the superior or the friar must have. In his booklet, he says the sixth and the last wing of the ecclesiastical seraph, without which the others can accomplish nothing, and which is therefore the most necessary of all, is that of piety or devotion. Just before, St. Bonaventure said, if we lose piety, if we lose devotion, we lose our flavor. We lose that salty flavor that makes us Christians, and we're good for nothing, good only to be thrown out and trampled. So the sixth and last wing, the most important virtue for a friar or for any Christian, is that of piety or devotion to God. St. Bonaventure says that this devotion may be general, special, or continuous. General in the divine office, in the breviary that the friars pray, special in the personal prayers that they say, and continuous in the performance of all duties. St. Bonaventure can be lengthy when he writes, so we'll just focus on the continuous devotion of which St. Bonaventure speaks, and which is essential if we want to maintain a life of union with our Lord. St. Bonaventure says, first, devotion should be assiduous or continuous in a superior or friar, as in all that desire to advance in virtue. He should first then constantly think of God. Man ought to endeavor to find God everywhere and at every moment, as if he were really present in a visible manner. Elias and Eliseus were wont to say, as the Lord lives, in whose sight I stand. For as the angels do not cease to contemplate God wherever they are sent, so a virtuous man, so far as he is able, should never lose the thought of God from his heart. And should this ever happen, let him do penance. St. Bernard says, consider every moment lost in which you do not think of God. And even if you cannot always concentrate your mind on him in meditation, direct it to him at least by calling to mind his presence. And when an opportunity occurs, turn recollection into meditation or prayer. As an artist carries the materials for drawing about him in order to sketch a picture when he has an opportunity. Secondly, a superior or any friar should continually endeavor to please God by every word and deed. Always act as if he were present. Avoid whatever is apt to displease him. Be sorry if he has done anything displeasing to God and eager to please him more and more. A religious should always act as if he were about to appear before the tribunal of the Supreme Judge. Be you then also ready, for at that hour, when you think not, the Son of Man will come. He sees whatever we do, that is, God sees whatever we do, and as he does not forget the good works that will merit reward, even though a long time may elapse, so also he does not forget the sins that deserve punishment, if they are not purged from the soul by penance. And a third form of assiduous or constant prayer consists in doing everything devoutly, by directing at least the intention towards God, strengthening oneself by prayer for every eventuality, and rendering thanks to God for every blessing. A friar should ask God to inspire him in the performance of his duties, to direct everything towards the attainment of salvation, to increase and preserve his blessings. As a sailor who sees a storm coming hastens to reach a safe harbor, so the religious should always fly to the harbor of prayer, in which he may escape every danger, and in all that he does should trust more to prayer than his own labors and exertions. As the eyes of the servants are in the hands of their masters, so are our eyes unto the Lord our God. St. Bonaventure concludes, citing Psalm 122. And these are virtues which are necessary for any friar or anybody seeking Christian perfection. You know, this piety or devotion to God is the most essential, most necessary of all the virtues that we should strive to achieve in our life, in our spiritual lives. We are the salt of the earth, but salt can lose its taste. It's easy to do so, to become dissipated, to forget God, to forget to pray, to forget to be united to him. Now, this can happen, and if it does, well, then we should start all over again. So let us be on our guard in our life of prayer against losing our taste and being thrown out and trampled. Our directory for the friar says that the principal and constant activity of the friar, of the Franciscan friar of the Immaculate, is what? Is holy prayer and devotion, never to be neglected for other things, and to which rather all temporal matters must be subordinated. So let us friars and all Christians, strive to be, you know, to cultivate these virtues of piety and devotion by saying our office well, if we say the office, by being faithful to our personal life of prayer, and by a constant union with God in the performance of all our duties. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.